Happy Father's Day. Happy Father's Day. Happy Father's Day. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Kempo, California, with a thought for today, Father's Day. What is Father's Day? Well, Father's Day is a day when fathers are remembered for being fathers. All year long, nobody thinks a thing about the father. Nobody gives a darn about the father in any way, but everybody wants to do nice things for mommy. Everybody wants to make nice things for mommy. Mommy has made the princess. Mommy has made the queen. Mommy has made everything. But father, he is just completely forgotten. And, of course, that's the way he created it. If he hadn't created it that way, it wouldn't be that way. I received an email this morning from Henry, our sewer management genius in Florida, and he was kind enough to say that I was influential in his life as a father is in anyone's life, and he appreciated that. But Henry waited until Father's Day to say that to me. Now, why didn't Henry say for 365 days of the year, Herb, you're wonderful. Herb, you're fantastic. Herb, you touch me in many beautiful ways, and I'm so pleased. Herb, you make something so wonderful out of my life. No matter when I talk to you, I always feel better after I am done talking to you because you bring out the best in me. It's wonderful, Herb. How do you do it? Well, it's a simple solution, of course. I do it because I bring out the best in me. I like me. I think nice things about me. And so naturally, I'm going to think nice things about other people. And Henry, you silly cat, why do you think you recognize me as being a father image for you of a delightful image? It's because that's the way you are. You are a very thoughtful, loving, caring person, gentle and silly and stupid and brilliant, and you're everything that the father could be, you know, and perhaps even more. But the big thing is, Henry, you said it and others didn't. Now, my son sent me a nice Father's Day card that got here 2 days before Father's Day, which is very nice, and it said, you're a friend. And I thought, well, now, that's interesting. My son never called me a friend before. But he had words on there that described what it meant. And it meant someone that he can talk to, someone he can share with, and someone that he feels very comfortable with. Now, that's quite a lovely compliment. Now, that's a compliment that we should all give to our fathers and to ourselves. We should give to ourselves and our fathers, telling our fathers and ourselves how wonderful we are. Now, Henry also, I don't know if his father's still with him, but Henry had a father who was ill. And they were good, devout Catholics. And Henry's father told Henry, at the time that he went, I believe it was Niagara Falls, some church there, and he went up the steps to the Catholic church there at Niagara Falls, apparently it's a lot of steps, on his knees. And this was a thing that he did as part of his faith, as part of his belief, and part of who he is. And so now, Henry, some 3,000 years later, give or take a month, Henry was at Niagara Falls with his wife, and he says, I think I'll try that. And I don't remember whether he did try it or not, but he said, I think I'll try it. But I don't think he did it, because it would be contrary to what he would do for himself. But the very thought that he had about it and the very loving respect that he had for his father for having done that, regardless of whether it was something significant to him or not, it was significant to his dad. And he recognized that. Now, that's really quite beautiful. If we could only recognize in our parents, in our mothers and our fathers and each other, the significant things that we do, the wonderful things that we do. Now, I say to Ellen, Ellen, what good thing did your father ever do for you? And she says, well, I always remember sitting on his lap as he would be talking to me and smoking his cigar. And that lovely, lovely cigar, I'll never forget, you know. And today, if she smells a cigar, she says, yick. But then if I say, Ellen, remember your dad? Oh, yeah, oh, oh, you know, and then the memory zips into a different gear. But the thing is, we've had so many changes taking place in our life. In her father's day, smoking, period, was suitable. I think he sold smoking materials, didn't he? Yeah. And so he sold, he was a dealer in cigars and cigarettes and tobacco and all the sundry. But, you see, we forget who our father is. Our father worked to bring money in for the family. Our father worked to take care of us and make us feel responsible and good. Our father did everything to make our world seem secure. And our mother, she just worked at home and she just took care of the kids and she just did these things, you know, she just did those unimportant things. Well, the world is changing, isn't it? The world is changing. And how many children today know their mother? How many of them know their father? Because both the mother and father are working full time and working around the clock and working to make the payments on their $500,000 home or their $1 million home, you know, and on their 3-4 cars that they have to have and on the televisions and on the computers and on the goodies. And, you know, we live in a world where the values are real values of getting to know our parents. The real values of knowing who our father is and our mother are, the real value we don't know anymore because we just don't spend time with them. You say, well, a lot of people don't have nannies and they don't have this. That's true. They're just latchkey children. They have their own key. They come in, they turn on the television set or they turn on their computer and then they amuse themselves until mama comes home and makes supper or whatever. But the thing is, have you told your father lately that you love him?
I love you.
Have you told your mother this on Father's Day too? Have you told your mother, Mom, you chose the greatest husband in the world. I'm glad you married him. I'm glad we married him. He's wonderful, you know. Have you ever said that to your father, to your mother, or to your family? Have you ever told them how much really they meant? They talk about, I was talking to my father on his deathbed, and I said to my dad, Dad, I really love you. And then I reached over and I gave him a big hug and a kiss, and he started crying. And I said, Dad, what's the matter? Why are you crying? And he says, this is what I wanted to say to you all my life, that I loved you, and I wanted to kiss you, but I didn't know how. And I'm so glad you did. But you see, we don't know how. We don't know how, because kissing and loving and happiness in a family is just something that is rare. Sex, that you talk about openly and wildly, but it has nothing to do with love. And we know that all too easily. It has nothing to do with love. Real love is where you can hug and kiss and tell each other that you love it and do nice things for each other and not expect any result, not expect anything to come back. Just to give, 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 give. And when you do that, wow, how wonderful it is. I know the time that I took my son on my little Lambretta motor scooter to all the ranches and farms in Atwater as I was writing farm features for the newspapers that I had. We just had a great time. We had such a good time, and he remembers that. And as we did other things together, we went sailing together, we went fishing together, we went water skiing together, and he drove the speedboat. It was, and it's a no-no today, but in those days, nobody thought a thing about it. Here, this 8-year-old kid driving the speedboat, and his dad hanging on for dear life in the back, you know. And then he goes, you know, as kids like to play with the throttle, with their, oh, I tell you, we had a good time. And I came back alive. And he did too. But you see, those are memories that I have of my son and of my wife and of my life. But we're very happy, very fulfilling, very rewarding. Oh, there were some times that were a little difficult, but those I haven't even remembered. I have to remind myself that there were times like that, and then I say, why bother, you know? Remind myself only of the good times. And so today is a good day to tell, if you're a father, tell yourself you love yourself. If you're a person, a human being, and obviously you'd have to be to listen to this, dogs and cats listen too, but right, Rex and love. But you see, the thing is, go tell some male figure in your life that has been significant to you. Maybe not a truly father figure, but a male figure who has been helpful and given you a little advice and a little bit of pat on the back when you need it, or a little understanding when you need a little lift. That was so helpful. And tell them that, gee, you know, you've done so much for me that I can never tell you in enough words how much it means to me. But suffice to say, I love you. I love you.
I love you.
And you see, when you do that, then you're giving the greatest Father's Day gift that you could ever give. And give it to yourself too, and give it to everybody in your world, because if someone touched your life and it made you a better person, then you're the better person. But you can say thanks to them for being there to touch your life at the moment your life is ready to be touched. So this day, join with me in saying Happy Father's Day to God indwelling each one of us.
Happy Father's Day to you.
Happy Father's Day to you. Happy Father's Day, dear God. Happy Father's Day to you. Well, thank you very much. That was very lovely. I love you. I love you.
I love you.
I love you.